please help us welcome to the Blue Note stage, Milton Nascimento.
Brazilian singer, composer, pianist, and guitarist Milton Nascimento recently played some rare concert dates in North America, including a four-night stint at the Blue Note in New York City. Milton Nascimento's chant is his signature sound. It appears on his jazz and his world music albums, but he defies labels. His charismatic and experienced stage presence, though, makes an audience feel it has been drawn into his living room.
As vozes que ele amou, as vozes que ensinaram, bom é cantar.
Nascimento was in the United States to support the American release of his new recording, Pietà. It's a collection of songs dedicated to his adoptive mother, Lilia. She used to sing in a choir under the direction of Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos and was a profound influence on Nascimento's long career as one of Brazil's music heroes.
Lilia was the first feminine voice that I heard in my life. And she has a piano in home, in Rio. And she and her sister used to play the piano. And I stayed in the side of the piano dancing. When I was very, very young, 4, 5, 6 years, I only liked to listen for women singing, because the women, I felt like they sang with their heart, and the men used to sing to show their power in the voice. Huh. So I used to listen only for women, and I think I was a little crazy, because I used to imitate the women singing.
Is it true that you used to impersonate people like Billie Holiday when you were younger?
Yes, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, and Ima Sumac. Do you know Ima Sumac?
Ima Sumac, yes.
Yes.
Peruvian.
Yes. Sarah Vaughan. Many kinds of voices.
Como você pode pedir pra eu falar do nosso amor?
When Nascimento's voice began to change in adolescence, he became upset. He was afraid he would lose his heart if he was not able to sing like a woman.
I was not happy. And then the radio was playing a song with Ray Charles. Stella by Starlight was the first music that I heard with Ray Charles. And I became very quiet with my eyes closed. And I said, my God, men can sing with the heart too. So Ray Charles saved my life.
Como você pode pedir? Como você pode pedir?
Milton Nascimento became one of Brazil's greatest pop singers, but his musical horizons quickly expanded, and throughout his career, he's worked with such music greats as Paul Simon, Wayne Shorter, Peter Gabriel, and Sarah Vaughan.
Love will always win when you gamble with make-believe. Love will set a trap to catch the souls of those who dream. Love is just a child at play when sweet love breaks your heart.
Sou amor que mora na rua do coração. Tenho uma vizinha de quarto, é a paixão. É bom saber nessa casa onde andar, onde estar.
What did you learn from working with Sarah Vaughan?
It was a shock for me, because the women's voice that I used to listen when I was a child, one of them was Sarah Vaughan. And when she came to the first time we recorded in Brazil, when she came to Rio and she called me to sing with her my songs, I almost died. It was fantastic.
Milton Nascimento also collaborated extensively with pianist Herbie Hancock, and they continue to be very close friends. Hancock's tune, Cantaloupe Island, is featured on Pietà, and Nascimento performs it with his signature wordless vocals. The cut also features guitarist Pat Metheny. Nascimento first met Herbie Hancock when Hancock was in Brazil on his honeymoon.
Herbie said, "Hey, play for me." So I picked my guitar and I sat down beside him and start to play a song called Tarde, that is on the Nature Dancer.
Não ver tanta gente a vagar sem saber viver.
Suddenly he said, "Hey, please stop." And then he came back with a tape recorder and said to me, "Now you can play." So I played many songs. And from this time until now, almost every place and everything that I do in the United States, Harry is there.
Cantaloupe Island can be heard on Milton Nascimento's new recording on the Savoy Jazz label called Pietà, and he joined us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Milton Nascimento, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.